All right, it is 106.1 The Corner, and we are in the Corner Lounge this afternoon visiting with the one and only Alejandro Escovedo before the show at the Jefferson Theater tonight. Alejandro, how's it going?
It's going great. Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, yeah, glad to have you in.
Good to be here again.
This is kind of our brand new Corner Lounge here. We've got a little bit more room to roam. They've moved us to a different part of the building, and we're ready to roll here. I guess let's get right into a song. What's up first and introduce who's playing with you here?
Well, this is Mr. David Polkingham, plays guitar in The Sensitive Boys. We also have Hector Munoz on drums and Bobby Daniel on bass tonight. All right, so this is a song called Chelsea Hotel 78. This is a song about living in the Chelsea Hotel when I was in a band called The Nuns. And we had just played the last Sex Pistols show in San Francisco with them, and then moved to New York. And this is about when Sid and Nancy moved into the Chelsea Hotel.
Okay.
Two, three, I lived in the Chelsea once on 723rd. We came to live inside the myth of everything we'd heard. The poets on their barstools, they just love it when it rains. They comb their hair in the mirror and grow addicted to the pain. Makes no sense, and it makes perfect sense. Yeah, it makes no sense, and it makes perfect sense. I saw Neon Leon, Spider and the boys, just before the cops arrived and took off with the noise. It was nothing special, just another bar. The Max's Kansas City light makes everyone a star. And it makes no sense,
and it makes perfect sense,
and it makes perfect sense. Nancy called up two rooms, said, come help with Sid. We went down and looked around, the dealer let us in. We thought he was hysterical, the knife, it was a joke. Don't know if he did what he said he did, nobody really knows. I stood out on the sidewalk as they busted through the door. In a white tuxedo jacket, cop had him by charm. He loved to show off that thing, no one knows for sure. We know they found Nancy in her black underwear, dead on the bathroom floor, and it makes no sense.
And it makes perfect sense.
And it makes perfect sense.
And it makes no sense.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
And it makes perfect sense.
And it makes perfect sense. Hop. I lived in the Chelsea once at 723rd. Came to live inside the myth of everything we'd heard. Poets on their bar stools, they just love it when it rains. Comb their hair in the mirror and grow addicted to the pain. Makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Makes perfect sense.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Makes perfect sense.
It makes no sense.
We all moved out.
It makes perfect sense.
We all moved on.
It makes no sense.
And we all moved out.
It makes perfect sense.
And we all moved on and on and on. Makes no sense. It makes perfect sense.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, makes no sense.
Perfect sense.
Hop.
All right, Alejandro Escovedo in the Corner Lounge here on 106.1 The Corner. Awesome stuff before the show at the Jefferson Theater tonight. And Alejandro, you played that song there off the most recent studio album, Real Animal. You said some new songs are in the works. Can we maybe Yes. expect some new songs tonight at the show?
You can. We're on our way to, this tour leads us to Lexington, Kentucky. On the 25th of January, we began making our new record. And we're doing it in the same studio in Lexington that we made Real Animal, using the same producer, Tony Visconti, to produce this one also. So we're really excited about it.
Nice.
We got a bunch of new tunes, yeah.
Do you like to kind of road test them like that and play them live before you go in and record them?
Yeah, it always helps to be able to play these ahead of time to kind of let, you know, grow into them kind of, you know. And they evolve along the way too, so they're always changing at this point, you know. So it's always fun to play them ahead of time and see what they also, the, you know, we get the audience reaction, which always helps us determine whether something's completely vile and we shouldn't use or something's embraced by the audience. That always makes us feel good.
Right. And yeah. I know last time around you wrote a lot with Chuck Prophet.
I did.
Are you doing something similar this time?
Yeah, do some collaboration with Chuck too.
Cool. And the band has changed around a little bit here recently. Is that right? Or
well, only in that we're not using strings on this record as much as we have in the past record. It's more of a guitar record, rock and roll record. So, you know, just giving it a break for a while. Not saying that it's the end of that, because I think in March when we do South by Southwest, we're going to play with the orchestra where we use 15 pieces, you know. We use horns and keyboards and percussion, and we'll have the strings on board for that.
Nice. Yeah, I got to see it at South by Southwest
a couple years ago.
Amazing. So you mentioned Tony Visconti and working with him as a producer, and you've worked with some amazing producers in years past, like John Cale as well.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could maybe tell folks what that experience is like, maybe just between those two guys and their different styles and things like
They're very different. John had more of a... like his whole thing starts with the voice, the guitar, the song, and the images really within the song. So I spent a lot of time with just John and I. He would play keyboards. I was sitting directly across from him. I would start playing the songs, and we'd get a good take, things that he liked, and he'd play against them, you know, just kind of impressionistically playing against them. It was really beautiful. And from that, he built, the band would come and do their tracking around that, right? So the core of it for him is the voice and kind of the imagery that you get and the emotion in that imagery. Tony, on the other hand, was way into the band, you know, and which really made it perfect for the kind of record we were making, a rock record, you know. So he loved the band, embraced the band, was very kind of like another member of the band, you know. He's very musical. He brought a lot of... harmony type stuff that we really wanted. I wanted all that stuff off the Bowie records and T-Rex. You know, I wanted my record to sound like a Bowie record, basically. So he was perfect. But he's also very, you know, I mean, they're two different but equally masterful, you know, practitioners of their art, you know. So they were both really amazing to work with.
Yeah, definitely. It's Alejandro Escovedo here joining us in the Corner Lounge before the show at the Jefferson Theater tonight. And for folks that don't know, Alejandro, you had a chance to join Bruce Springsteen on the Magic Tour back in 08 at the date in Houston, Texas. And did that call kind of come out of the blue for you, or did you have kind of a relationship built up prior to that, or how did that all kind of come about?
I never met Bruce until we basically met on stage. You know? yeah, I thought, you know, we share the same manager, you know, and so I thought I was going there to just meet Bruce and meet my managers and have dinner maybe and see a show, you know. And that was my first Bruce Springsteen show ever. You know, I'd never seen him. So I was really impressed with the show when I first saw it, but it was really kind of like, it was one of the, you know, one of those scary, exhilarating moments in your life, you know, where like I was totally frightened, but it was so much fun too at the same time, you know. And he was really sweet. He was a great guy. The whole bunch of them were great.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you had a chance to tour with Dave Matthews Band, is that right?
For we
a
little did.
Bit?
Yeah.
And of course, this is kind of their home base, or was for a long time. What's your impression of those guys? And did you get to hang out with them when you tour like that? Or is
they
it just
were
kinda...
really cool, man. It was like one of the greatest tours because we got a glimpse of the show, you know, the big time. And he would come out, Dave would come out and introduce us every night, you know. And we got to meet Leroy, you know, and the band was really cool to us. I mean, it was one of the... I mean, we, you know, everything's so cool. Everything's eco-minded and eco-wise, and like, you know, just the whole vibe of that tour was really cool. I loved it. It was a great experience. It, you know, and again, here you have a situation where we're used to playing in clubs forever, 30-something years of playing in clubs, and suddenly we're playing these big sheds with, you know, I don't know how many people. It seemed like 50,000 people or whatever. And, you know, and I'd never seen the texting thing, too, where you know, when kids are texting each other, you know, where are you? And, you know, and so like nobody really cares, you know, kind of like thing, you know, you're in there and everyone's texting each other and looking at their iPhone or whatever. So it was kind of funny. But we learned a lot on that tour, and I would do it again in a second. Yeah.
Well, now the Corner as a radio station, we've been here a little over 3 years now. And having been to South by Southwest down in Austin a few times, I can kind of see some similarities between where Charlottesville is kind of going, and it just seems that there's a lot of great musicians in this area and a good vibe and a good support system for live music. And you're one of those guys that's really put Austin on the musical map over the years, even though you've kind of lived all over the place at various points. But I was wondering what advice you might give to Charlottesville as you've kind of seen Austin get just really ridiculously huge.
Yeah, you know, that's a funny thing because, like, when I first got to Austin, here was this, like, oasis of creativity, and it was always known as a city in which you could experiment, you know? Like, guys there, Towns and Butch and Joe and Jimmy Dale, Billy Joe Shaver was there when I got there. Doug Song was living there. I mean, it was just this amazing place, right? And slowly but surely, it's like everyone, the business kind of comes into it. And, you know, and it was looked upon as this kind of weird, freaky sister city to Nashville, you know. But then, people there in Austin suddenly wanted that recognition, you know, that business, the commerce and all that stuff. And it grew to be, I mean, it's a big place now. And it is, even though they'll say live music capital of the world, or whatever, you know. It's like you go there and most of the clubs have been torn down because they're building condos, they're building apartment buildings. There's like sound ordinances now that are ridiculous. Musicians get harassed on the street for loading in at, you know, inopportune times or whatever. Whereas before it was just carefree and like whatever, you know. So the thing to keep is whatever it is that makes Charlottesville so unique, you have to embrace that and not try to make it something commercialized that you can sell. Because once you sell it, it's over, you know? It's gone.
Right, right.
And you can't get it back.
And I definitely realize that's...
Is that true, guys?
Yes.
When I go down there for South by Southwest, I realize that's not the real Austin. In
no,
any
you're getting
way, you
you're
know,
getting like the most
it's on steroids.
You know, I mean, yeah, exactly. And it's like, and you know, one thing that always used to freak me out is because they would always go, "We want to be the Third Coast. We want this and we want that." And I go, "You know, you don't realize what you have here. You know, please, you know." And now it's grown to the point that, you know, we have traffic jams and stuff. You know, whereas before we didn't have any of that stuff, you know.
We look forward to the show tonight. It's going to be amazing. The Jefferson Theater is the place, brand new. So you guys are getting the brand new Corner Lounge, a brand new Jefferson Theater tonight, kind of the new version of Charlottesville here, but we're still keeping it pretty low key.
Oh,
though.
You're hip,
man. We're trying great. Anyway, but yeah. We thought we'd get another song while you guys are, if you're up for it, what song are you going to do
next?
Well,
we're going to play one of our new songs now, and this is a song called The Anchor.
Dude, You've always proved your love in and out, up and down, If your love was a ship, I'd pull your anchor and I'd christen it. I'm in love with love, and it broke me in two. I'm in love with love, so look out, baby, it's gonna break you too. I pull your ship across the ocean wide, hold my breath and dive, dive, dive. All the way to the bottom, they'd ask me why. I'd open my mouth and I'd tell them why. 'Cause I'm in love with love, and it broke me in two. I'm in love with love, so look at me, baby, it's gonna break you too. They're saying prayers, two lovers in the mist with the salt in their hair. I'm in love, and it broke me too. I'm in love, it's gonna break you too. Yes, it will. The waves are speaking in a foreign tongue. I understand them, but I'm feeling numb. If your love was a ship, I pull your anchor and hang on to it. I'm in love with love, and it broke me in two. I'm in love with love, so look out, baby, it's gonna break you too. I'm in love with love, and it broke me in two. I'm in love with love.
Excellent stuff. Alejandro Escovedo.
Ow.
In the Corner Lounge, the show is tonight at the Jefferson Theater. Get there early. Doors at 7. And the North Carolina band, Roman Candle, is opening up. So check them out as well. We look forward to the new album. When do you think the new album will be coming out, guys?
June 29th.
Oh, it's already got a date and everything.
Yeah, June 29th.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to the new tunes and the old tunes. Whatever you play tonight, it's going to be amazing. Folks should definitely check it out. And groovy hat, too, by the way. Yeah, I meant to compliment you on the hat. Alejandro Escovedo live tonight at the Jefferson Theater. They'll be talking about this one for years, I promise you. And don't forget, live performances in the Corner Lounge are made possible by Star Hill Beer, giving you the gift of great beer and great music on 106.1 The Corner.